Sports commentator and Morning Edition poet laureate Frank DeFord suggests that next time you're at a baseball game, you may want to keep tabs on the pace of play.
It was 100 years ago when Franklin P. Adams wrote what is, after Casey at the Bat, sport's most famous poem. It appeared in the New York Evening Mail entitled Baseball's Sad Lexicon, as Adams lamented how three players on the Chicago Cubs kept thwarting his beloved hometown team. It went, of course, like this. These are the saddest of possible words, tinker to Evers to Chance. Trio of bear cubs fleeter than birds, tinker and Evers and Chance. Ruthlessly pricking our gonfalon bubble, making a giant hit into a double, words that are heavy with nothing but trouble, tinker to Evers to Chance. The three gentlemen who were upsetting the sports page poet in 1910 were the double play combination of Joe Tinker, Johnny Evers, and Frank Chance. But today, a century later, in 2010, all baseball faces a much more serious scourge, the dreadful strategy of what is called working the count. That means that the idea is no longer to swing away, but to fight a battle of attrition, make the pitcher throw more pitches, stall, wait him out. So the pitcher retaliates by taking more time, and the catcher makes serial trips to the mound, and the batters call timeout constantly, incessantly monkeying with their batting gloves, delaying, loitering, dragging out every at-bat. Hitters who can take pitches and get walks now seem more valued than hitters who can actually hit. Come back, steroids. All is forgiven. So the games get longer. The average time now approaches 3 hours. Our hero is Cowboy Joe West, an umpire who dared publicly call out the Yankees and Red Sox for being the worst defenders, which they are year after year. The Yankees' old manager, Joe Torre, has carried the virus to his new team, the Dodgers. Now L.A. is the slowest team in the National League. Working the count. And, of course, we spectators are the big losers, down for the count. Defenders of baseball always get very sensitive when critics snort that the game is too slow. Yes, part of baseball's charm is that by taking its time, it enjoys an intellectual suspense that other sports don't. A slow dance is more romantic. At a certain point, though, the obsession for working the count is twisting the game's cherished rhythm into stultifying sluggishness. And so, a century on from Tinker to Evers to Chance, we have this year baseball's sadder lexicon. These are the saddest of possible words, working the count. Hopelessly boring, slower than curds, working the count. Strategically destroying the grace of the game, turning each at-bat into a pain, words that are heavy with nothing but shame, working the count.
If you need to catch up on sports, Frank helps you connect to it. He joins us from WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.